Big Boston financial news as the Boston-based investment giant Fidelity Investments is changing leadership. Abigail Johnson of Milton is now the firm's new CEO. She takes over from her father, Edward Ned Johnson III, who founded the firm in 1946. Abigail Johnson has long been considered heir apparent and its acting leader. But what's the change mean for the firm and investors? Joining us this morning to talk about this is Peter Cohen, who teaches strategy and entrepreneurship at Babson College. Good morning, Peter. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.
So this is no real surprise, as Abigail Johnson has been groomed for this position for years now. But why the timing? Tell us why now, you think.
Well, she's been in the CEO role for about 2 years. Ned Johnson is 86, and perhaps he's decided that this is as good a time as any to give her the full control of the company.
You know, Fidelity has been chugging along for decades now, fairly steadily. Is this good timing for the company?
Well, the key issue in the industry is that under Ned Johnson, it used to be that you would have these star fund managers like Peter Lynch. But in the last several years, Vanguard has ended up dominating the industry. They have about $3.3 trillion under management compared to Fidelity's $1.2 trillion. So Fidelity is number three, and the reason is that people are moving away from these star managers and more to index funds, and Fidelity has not been on the vanguard of that, use a pun there. But essentially, it is an issue, is how can Fidelity stop from losing more market share?
So you expect changes at Fidelity then?
Well, I don't expect too much in the way of change, and that's kind of an interesting challenge. I mean, if you are a public company, it might matter if you're losing market share, but if you have that much money under management and you have a CEO whose net worth is $13 trillion, I think the key thing may be just to keep the customers happy. I know they're trying to do some things that are innovative, but they are not making enough of a difference in terms of their relative market share.
So then what is ahead for customers? Will there be, do you think, more choices in the way that customers get their invest their money at Fidelity?
I think there are plenty of choices, and I think that, in fact, there's so many choices that it's very difficult for people to even focus on them. And I think there's a lot of people who have a lot of inertia, and they just sort of keep their money where it is. Maybe they're regularly investing some of their funds in an index fund or in one of the many Fidelity funds. And the interesting thing is that people are not inclined to switch away from Fidelity because Fidelity also offers index funds. But if Fidelity was really interested in regaining some of the lost market share, I think it would be wise for them to come up with some innovative ideas along the lines of what Vanguard did when they kind of led the move towards index funds. And that could be a place where some innovation happens. But I have to say that from what I've read about Abby Johnson, she's very good at operations and perhaps not as a big thinker in terms of growth opportunities the way her father has been.
All right, big picture, if I might, for the last question. Power and gender was certainly in the news during the campaign season as Hillary Clinton tried to break the highest, hardest glass ceiling in America. Abigail Johnson, one of the richest people in the country, let alone the state, she officially takes the reins of one of the nation's biggest investment firms. Put it into context. Is it notable at this point that a woman holds that job?
I think she has definitely been tested through the principle of Kaizen, which is something that is a Japanese concept, which means continuous improvement in her various roles throughout the company. So I definitely think her promotion is merit-based, which is great. One of the interesting things, though, is a lot of women who are in CEO roles in public companies now are what I call on the glass cliff, which means that they are standing next to companies that other people couldn't figure out how to salvage, and now they've been brought in to see if they can bring some magic to it. Whereas I think, you know, Fidelity is something that's been doing very well for a long time. It's not doing spectacularly, but she is being brought into a situation that she's been managing for quite a while. She certainly survived a lot of competition for that job and won the competition. It may have helped that she was the owner's daughter, but she's definitely proven her merit, and I'm very happy that she's taking over the chairman's role.
Peter Cohen, lecturer in strategy and entrepreneurship at Babson College, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great Thanksgiving.